the government has introduced plans for an EU referendum by the end of 2017.
Early legislation will be introduced to provide for an in-out referendum on membership of the European Union before the end of 2017.
Before the referendum, Britain will renegotiate its relationship with the EU.
But the government has a very clear view, which is that we believe the right answer is reform, renegotiation and referendum. And we go into that believing Britain will be successful. And that
is what is the government's plan for the renegotiation? 1. An end to ever closer union.
The European Treaty commits the member states to lay the foundations of an ever closer union among the peoples of Europe. But for Britain, and perhaps for others, it is not the objective. And we would be much more comfortable if the treaty specifically said so, freeing those who want to go further, faster to do so, without being held back by the others.
Union, we don't want an ever closer union. We want to have trade and cooperation, not an ever closer union.
So we're making Europe, we want to get out of ever closer union. We don't want that to apply to Britain.
2. Cut EU red tape for SMEs and startups.
We need a European Union that is about openness, competitiveness, flexibility. We need a European Union that doesn't over-regulate, but one that cuts regulations. And that's what I'm going to be pushing for at this council in Europe.
Cut regulations and help businesses to create jobs, to create growth. That's what we need right across the continent, right across the EU.
3. Return control over social and employment laws.
If we get out of the social and employment legislation that's doing so much damage, we stop damage for the future. And I can tell you that we'll get out of the European social chapter so we can make those rules in Britain rather than in Brussels.
Well, we've said that we think that the social and employment legislation, we think that's an area that ought to be determined nationally rather than at the European level.
But I've always said that I believe that Britain would benefit from taking some powers back from Brussels to Britain, and there are some areas where the European Union is damaging in terms of, for instance, the operating of a flexible market economy, and I think we might be able to make some progress in those areas.
4. Protect the city and financial services.
Quite rightly, in our view, that national supervision must be preeminent.
London is Europe's preeminent financial centre, and with this government, I'm determined it will remain so.
5. Protect the UK from Eurozone meddling.
If we cannot protect the collective interests of non-Eurozone member states, then they will have to choose between joining the euro, which the UK will not do, or leaving the European Union. Eurozone integration is necessary if the euro is to survive, but proper legal protection for the rights of non-euro members is absolutely necessary to preserve the single market and make it possible for Britain to remain in the EU.
6. Fast-track international trade deals.
There was also an important meeting between the countries of the European Union and the United States to agree that an EU-US trade deal must be done next year. This could add £10 billion to the UK economy alone. These trade deals can mean jobs and growth for Britain. So I challenge European leaders to think ambitiously about other deals that could be done, including with our hosts Australia and with emerging markets like India and China.
I think it should be looking outwards at the rest of the world. I think that it should be fighting for free trade around the world and pushing for a restart of the world trade talks.
7. Cut the EU budget to save the taxpayers' money.
I am absolutely clear we will not accept any increases in the EU budget in the next 7-year financial perspective.
We've got to keep the pressure on EU spending year in, year out.
The Council, that this flexibility cannot result in the 908.4 billion ceiling being increased. That can't go up.
8. Apply UK transparency laws to the EU.
And it's about time the citizens of the EU know what the EU spends its money on. As I've argued before, we should be making more progress on transparency. We should be using that as a weapon to shine a light on the EU budget and some of the disastrous ways in which it is spent.
9. Give member states control over migration.
There is a right to work in different countries of the European Union, but there shouldn't be a right to claim in different countries of the European Union.
So I will go to Brussels, I will not take no for an answer, and when it comes to free movement, I will get what Britain needs.
If an EU job seeker has not found work within 6 months, they will be required to leave.
10. restore Britain's right to veto EU laws.
Look, we need to make sure that the way Europe works is not always to reach for regulatory changes and costs when it examines a problem. Now, sometimes this will just be Europe behaving in a different way, as I hope it will behave towards, for instance, shale gas, but on other occasions it will require institutional changes, like the red card system that my rightful friend the Foreign Secretary has suggested, and it may also require further treaty changes to try and reduce the burden of regulation or indeed take this country out of areas of regulation. All those things should be on the table.
It is national parliaments which are and will remain the true source of real democratic legitimacy and accountability in the European Union.
All these proposals are set out in The Change We Need. Conservatives have also suggested other changes. Abolish the Common Agricultural Policy.
We need further reform, if not abolition, of the CAP, so that we don't continue to waste taxpayers' money and discriminate, by the way, against third world producers.
Secure an opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights.
We will want a complete opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights.
Withdraw from the Common Fisheries Policy.
You know, I don't see any particular need for us to be, for instance, in the Common Fisheries Policy.
Withdraw from the European Convention on Human Rights.
And it's why the Conservative position is clear. If leaving the European Convention is what it takes to fix our human rights laws, that is what we should do.
We are in a win-win situation. Change or leave.
If there was a referendum now, you would vote to leave the EU. Do you still believe that?
Yes, I'm not happy with our position in the European Union.
And you would say, out of here.
Yes, because I believe that we have to negotiate a better solution that works better for Britain if we are going to stay in and play a part in the European Union in the future.
And I think there are two good deals that are possible. You could stay in and reform, or you could get out and have an open approach and have an EFTA-style relationship, which would also lead to considerable growth and opportunities as well.
Your question was on, if it came to the vote, would Jeremy Hunt support our leaving the European Union?
Well, if we don't get the deal that we need, yes, I would.
The changes that we need are changes that are good for Britain and good for Europe. They do involve treaty change proper, full-on treaty change for that matter. But it's not. If our concerns fall on deaf ears and we cannot put our relationship with the EU on a better footing, then of course I rule nothing out.